Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katir Blad. Parasha Vayigash, and he approached. Week 11, Second Aliyah. And now, do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because this was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. Genesis 45, verse 5. Who understands the purposes behind what is happening right now? In spite of having sold Yosef out of envy and anger, something positive came off of it. The Almighty used Yosef's brother's wickedness to fulfill his purposes. The Eternal's knowledge is infinite, and he knows all things that are going to happen in the future so that he can take advantage of men's decisions, even if they are wrong or evil, to carry out his redemption plan. Yosef understood this, and he decided to fix his eyes on the Almighty, his greatness and plans, instead of focusing on men's wickedness. And now, he is encouraging his brothers to do the same thing. It is easier to forgive others than oneself. His brothers felt remorse all these years, and now, standing before Yosef, they were very ashamed and ridden with guilt. Yosef helped them to lighten that burden, pointing out the divine aspects of what had happened and not focusing on the downside of it. Yosef helped his brothers do exactly the same as he had learned in the school of suffering, to lift up his eyes and see beyond immediacy. And by doing this, not only did he save them from famine, but also helped them save their souls from eternal destruction through forgiveness of sin. Dear disciple of Yeshua, do not complain about you or others' mistakes. Forgive others and also forgive yourself. Lift up your eyes and seek the divine purpose in whatever is happening. There is nothing too negative in this life that the Eternal cannot change into something positive if we repent of our wrongdoings. Let Him take control of your life and do what He wants, and thus, you will also be able to be a channel of salvation for many people. Yosef's life is a reflection of the life of the Messiah Ben Yosef. He had to die in order to save many souls from eternal death. Stop thinking once and for all that the Jews killed the Messiah. That was part of the divine plan for the salvation of the world. Thanks to his death and resurrection, there is resurrection for all those who trust the Eternal. May the Eternal give us grace to be able to lift up our eyes and see everything from a broader perspective. Shalom.